Happy Sabbath, everybody. How was your week? That's good. I got a question for you guys. Who makes the sun shine? God. God does. Who makes the rain fall? God does. Who makes the green grass grow? God does. Who makes the wind blow? God does. God does. Can you make the sun shine? What about the rain? Can you make the rain fall? Can you make the grass grow? Can you make the wind blow? No. Only God can. Some things are impossible for us, but nothing is impossible with God, right? Right. I got a piece of paper right here. If I cut a big hole in this piece of paper, do you think I can fit my whole body through it? Okay, let's try it. That's the biggest hole I can make in it. Do you think I can fit my whole body through it? Okay, let me see. Only my head. A little bit of my arm, but that's it, right? Maybe I'm too big. Is there anyone who's too small and see if they can fit through? I have a couple of them. Can I get a volunteer who can try? You can try, come on. Here, try it. Ah, it broke already. Who else? One more. Joy, you can try. Let's see, Joy. You can do it. Keep going through. Whoa, keep going. It fits. There we go. Ooh. almost. You can try. Jamie. Ah, that didn't work. Okay. Some things are hard for some of us, and let's see if we can make it better, right? I'm gonna cut it again. Now see. Whoa. It's the same piece of paper. Do you think I can fit through it now?
Yeah.
Yeah. Who thinks they can fit through here? Everybody can fit through here, right? You can try. There you go. Everybody can fit through here, right? One more.
Me too.
Yeah.
Maybe can fit two people.
Yeah.
So,
no, you can fit everybody though, right? So some things are hard, can seem hard at first, but everything is possible with God, right? So today's Bible story is about Joseph doing some very hard things that he had to do, that God wanted him to do, and God helped him to do, right? Do you remember the story of Joseph? Yes, Joseph and his brothers, and he was taken to jail, right? So one night, Joseph was sleeping, and he had some footsteps. It was Pharaoh's men, Pharaoh's servants, coming to take him to Pharaoh. And they told him, Joseph, that the Pharaoh had a dream, and nobody can tell him what it means. But the cupbearer said that you can. You, Joseph, you can. So what do you think happened next?
They took him to Pharaoh.
Yes, they did. They cleaned him, they shaved him, they put clean clothes on him, nice clothes on him, and they took him to Pharaoh. And Pharaoh asked him, Joseph, can you tell me what my dreams say, what they mean? And Joseph said, no, I can't do that. But who can?
God.
God can. It seemed impossible, but God, everything is possible with God, right? So Pharaoh went ahead and told him the dream. It was about 7 healthy cows coming from the river. It was in his dream. 7 healthy cows came from the river. And then on the other side, 7 ugly-looking, skinny-looking cows came. And they ate up the healthy cows, right? And he got scared and he woke up. Then he slept again and he dreamt about 7 healthy grain coming out of the stalk. And there was some skinny-looking grain and they ate up the healthy ones, right? And they asked Joseph. Joseph said, God is wanting to tell you something. He wants to tell you that the 7 cows, healthy cows, and the 7 healthy grains mean the same thing. It means 7 years. And the 7 skin cows and the 7 unhealthy grains, there was 7 years of famine. Famine means this time for no food, right? And he told him how to go ahead. They needed to store up some food so that they can prepare for the 7 days of unhealthy, the 7 years of unhealthy. So the moral of the story is that, remember, everything is possible with God. It was impossible for Joseph to interpret that dream, right? Nobody can know your dreams. Can you know my dreams? No, but God can, right? Everything is possible with God. So the memory verse, I want to leave you with the memory verse. Say, I cannot do it, but God can. That's Genesis 41:16. I cannot do it, but God can. Okay. Who wants to pray for us?
Heavenly Father, thank you for this day. Thank you for everything you've done, dear Lord. I ask you to learn more about you and me have fun, dear Lord. In Jesus' name, pray, amen.
Dear God, thank you for the day. Thank you for the church and thank you for everyone. In Jesus' name, amen.
Day for the drink your first day. How does
help us to be cheerful. Help the all the little kids. Help them to know about you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Dear God, thank you for the Holy Spirit. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.